USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in California are questioning a young man who opened fire at a synagogue, killing one person and wounding three others. San Diego Sheriff Bill Gore.
John Ernest, date of birth 6/8/99. He's 19 years old, and as far as we can tell, has had no prior contact with law enforcement.
He says the shooting may not be Ernest's only crime.
We're looking at the possibility of his involvement in the mosque burning in Escondido back a month ago.
What ties into that?
Some of the digital evidence that we're reviewing right now.
President Trump had this.
America's heart is with the victims of the horrific synagogue shooting in Poway, California, just happened. Our entire nation mourns the loss of life, prays for the wounded, and stands in solidarity with the Jewish community.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you want a more honest media? Hello, my name is Robert Farrow, and I've grown tired of shadow banning, censorship, and one-sided reporting from today's news and social media companies. That's why my team created RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com. It's the only place where you'll get all the news. It's usually one click to join, so check us out today. RightToVoice.com. We don't push aside. That's right, the number two, and voice. We don't push aside. We include all the sides so you can make a choice in what you read and say and what appears on your wall. And we respect your privacy and don't sell your data. RightToVoice.com.
USA's Chris Barnes reports more people are in the unemployment line.
The latest figures from the Labor Department showing that 230,000 Americans filed first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week, 37,000 more than the week before. That previous week was the lowest total in 49 years. Most economists were expecting the latest numbers to be right around 200,000. The biggest jumps in claims were in California, Connecticut, and Arizona. The sharpest drops in Tennessee, Illinois, and Michigan.
Two crane operators and two people inside cars were killed when a construction crane fell. KIRO reporter Didi San.
We know that two of the people who were killed were operating the crane. They were crane operators. And two others killed were people in vehicles who were driving along this road. We know that the two people who were killed were in separate vehicles. Now we know that six cars were crushed by this crane, two of them extremely severely.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New economic numbers are good. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg explains.
After a slow end to last year, the Department of Commerce says the GDP grew 3.2% in the first quarter of 2019. Director of the National Economic Council, Larry Kudlow, tells Fox News President Trump's economic policies, such as lowering taxes and regulation, are working.
The first quarter is supposed to be the worst quarter of the year, so it comes in at 3.2%. Tells me, among other things, that the prosperity cycle we have entered into is continuing.
A recording by the fiancé of Kansas City Chiefs Tyreek Hill has caused police to reopen a case involving them and their three-year-old son. USA's Rick Vincent reports.
The child suffered a broken arm, and on the tape, the fiancé questions Hill about his involvement.
And you say that he respects you, but it's not respect. It's terrified. He is terrified of me.
You need to be terrified of me, too.
On the tape, Hill denies responsibility for the child's broken arm.
What, you grabbed onto him somehow, or he fell, one of the two.
I didn't do nothing. That is really sad.
Then why did say daddy did it? Why? Why did say daddy did it?
Both parents have lost custody of the child, and Hill has been banned from team activities. Johnson County District Attorney Stephen Howe decided not to file charges last month against either parent for hurting the child. He said Thursday he believed a crime was committed, but did not know who to charge.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.